The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Bench Warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
Anybody get to see? I was watching some. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings watching Home Run Derby and
B-dubs.
Eating some wangs.
Wangs.
And I was watching both the Big Three and the Home Run Derby. So, you know, it's 2017. There's more than one TV.
Thank you.
See what I do, Barrett?
Yeah,
see?
That's what you got to do. Get on board with the multiple screens.
Yeah.
Sean.
Oh, I am
at the
house too. I don't have a problem with that. But so I was sitting there watching. I was watching a little of it and. Was going, but I couldn't tell the size. I saw, you know, Cube was there, obviously, as is all of them. I couldn't tell the size of the crowds in Tulsa, how to turn out. You guys know?
From looking at it on TV?
From an optics point of
from
view.
From an optics perspective? No, I didn't see them pan the camera up to the upper level of the arena, but it looked like from what they showed on TV, and maybe it's purposeful, which would be smart. It looked pretty full.
And how'd the score end with his team last night, Rashad's?
They ended up winning. I watched his team for about 10 minutes. He was getting into it with people, man. He's always jawing at people. That's what I do really like about that league is they just go back and forth.
Yeah,
isn't Trilogy
right now, aren't they? They won 50-42.
Yeah,
aren't they 3-0?
Yeah, they're the best team.
They're the only one.
Last unbeaten, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there's the last one. They're the only one, I believe, that's still unbeaten.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and you had, who was on the call last night? Ian Eagle. No, was it Ian Eagle? No, it was... Kenny Albert? They had another big name. They've had Gus Johnson.
Gus Johnson.
I believe
the first 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah,
Shot had 19 last night.
It might have been
big
Kenny
night
Albert.
Did you see Westbrook on the sideline?
And White had
Westbrook
a double-double.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
Oh, yeah,
Russ was there?
Tulsa. Makes
Tulsa,
sense.
Not far from the house.
Okay, Russ.
So, with Big Three, now, where are they at next week, Segs? Do we
Dallas?
Know?
No, Philly.
Okay.
Philly.
They're coming to Dallas.
Dallas is coming down to Pike, too, right, in the next couple weeks. Okay.
I'm going to go to that.
So, Philly. So, they stay at 3-0. They really haven't been challenged yet, the Trilogy.
Barrett could challenge.
Well, he'll explode for two.
Yeah, I'll get a basket.
Yeah, he'll explode
for
two.
Be exposed after that. Give me one shot.
I'm actually going to ask, guy Max wanted to know, too. I'm actually going to ask McCants what he thinks about legalizing marijuana and now that it's been legalized in Nevada. I want to get see, the great thing about Rashad is he gives us everything, man.
Yeah, he doesn't
he'll talk
back.
About anything, and it's okay. You talk about, I remember when he got on Roy Williams, said, forget that. Who else did he go? What did he say last week that was so funny, Barrett? Remember?
Oh, he said Chris Paul is only a good point guard when he has somebody to lob
it. Yeah, but didn't
it
he
to.
Also? Oh, didn't he also say no? The guy's not any good. Who did he see? He said something last week that you gave me big eyes when I asked the question and he answered it. It was funny. He said something about
was it Paul George?
Remember, I was playing something the I was going through the one on the game. Said this is going
to
happen.
Chris Paul
this is going to happen.
Most alarming.
This is going to happen.
Well, he said Melo can contribute.
Right.
Still.
Yeah, he said, oh, no, he said Gordon Hayward also won't help the Celtics a lick. Who cares?
Yeah, at all.
Yeah. Hurt Barrett.
Wow. Yeah.
Barrett.
No, I
you
mean, should have
seen
wrong.
His face.
He's just wrong. I mean, that makes no sense.
You were
Gordon
angry.
Hayward's not going to help the Celtics.
You were full on angry when he said that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a top 15, 20 player in the league.
Well, that was weird because I don't know how we didn't pick it up on camera when you gave him double middle fingers. It was really weird, man.
I didn't do that. I don't curse. Remember that?
You don't. You quit.
I gave it up for Lent.
I like to say, Segs and I were the first two that heard you say you were giving it. I asked you, and you said, I'm giving it up for Lent. We were the first two sitting there with you. And you've
and then he cussed the next day on air.
But you've never done that.
Not on air.
You never did that on the radio side, did you? Aside from the three F bombs on the opening day?
They were S bombs.
I said S bombs.
Oh,
I said S bombs. Well, did she drop three that day?
Wow. Yeah, three in two segments.
Yeah. That never happened.
Yeah,
that happened.
That was priceless. I loved it. So we should be able to S bomb it on a radio show, don't you?
You had to print out a list of me of words I can and can't say.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it is pretty simple, just don't curse.
You can and can't say?
See what I did
there?
I'm on
there.
Fire today, man. So we're waiting on Rashad.
Some would debate that.
Rashad McCancel. Hey, Joe Buck, some interesting stuff, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, Joe's always involved. I'm thinking Sale Harper, but I think he likes the fact 96, 97, Scherzer. And Schilling told us this yesterday, and Joe obviously validated it. And Joe covers games every single week, obviously, as the head lead, you know, as the play-by-play guy for MLB on Fox, is that I wouldn't imagine we're going to see four curveballs from Scherzer. The crowd does not want to see it. Scherzer's too big of a grown man to in an all-star game to mess with it. He may mix one in or something off-speed. But these guys have their big boy uniforms on tonight. And I think Aaron Judge can sit back and put his hands back, keep his weight back, and say, okay, my best against you. He may mix one in, but I would imagine it's going to be fastball versus uncoil and let's go. We'll see how tired he is tonight. Let's switch now. He's a member of the Trilogy. They're undefeated at 3-0. Another big win. He had 19 points. He joins us every week. He gives his opinion. I can ask him anything like what's his favorite pregame meal. And our man's going to – he was the first pick of the Big 3 draft. Rashad McCants joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Big fella, what's up?
What's going on, brother, man? Thanks for having me.
Doing good. Hey, I know you're tired, and I'm grateful for your energy. We're doing well here. First of all, I got a guy, one of my co-hosts on the show, Brian Barrett, who, for like we told you last week, he fell off his chair when you told us that it didn't matter. Gordon Hayward, they're not winning a title with or without Gordon Hayward. It didn't matter. And I razzed him about it. So we were talking about the Big 3, and I asked him a couple segments ago, Rashad, if he's about, how tall, 5'9"?
5'10 and a half.
5'10. He's 5'9 and a half.
6'1 wingspan.
Yeah, 5'10. He's about a buck 60, and he's in shape. He trains hard. And he's, hey, Rashad, he's white. I mean, really, really, really white.
Really white.
And not, I mean, matter of fact, Rashad, he's so white he can't even play slot receiver in the NFL. You know how white that is. Okay.
Wow. So,
think Larry Bird.
Think Larry Bird. Larry Bird looks like the copper tone tan dude compared to my guy here, Rashad. So I'd say, can you get one off, and can you get me a bucket into Big 3? Now, let's go back. Rashad, he's about 29 years old. He averaged 2 points a game on his high school team. He says he's getting 2 points against you guys. Yes or no?
Oh, man.
I'm thinking you guys would leave me open, Rashad, so I'd get one open look at the
jumper. I don't think you'll knock it down. I think you'd choke. Probably go airball on him.
No, I'm good under pressure.
I mean, the way that our team is formed, like Rick Mahorn is such a hard ass. Like he'll take us out if we're not playing defense hard on you.
Then I'll score on the kill threes.
We're gonna have to lock you up.
You know what else? Rashad, you know what else he said? He said that he might cross over and throw a floater on you guys.
That's hyperbolic. Never said that.
Yeah, he said lefty floater.
Yeah. So we've already decided that you stick to the slot. You ain't scoring on the trilogy, okay?
Yeah, well,
We take hard. We take hard fouls, too.
Yeah, Now,
that scares me. Yeah. Now, what about, one of these other teams, the killer threes, maybe. Who's the worst team right now, Rashard?
You're not scoring on anybody.
I think they leave me open.
Yeah, I would say the killer threes as far as, like, you know, playing hard nose, playing hardcore basketball. Like they're the team that's like, man, you gotta go up strong.
So you're done. Matter of fact, stick to this show. You're doing great on this show. You don't want any part of that.
That's
okay,
fair.
Okay, my man. You guys are 3-0, headed to Philly next week. How was the crowd? How was the energy last night, my man? People were watching the All-Star game, but I was watching both you guys and the Home Run Derby, should I say? So how was the energy compared to the other two?
Hey, it was just the same. I think that's what we're starting to come to expect, the same type of energy every night, because it's just something new and exciting that the fans want to see. It's nothing going on right now for summer. So every city we go into, the crowd is anticipating seeing these legends come to the court and be around these legends for a day and a half. And it's just, I think everybody in every city should come out just to support it.
And we love it, and you're doing great. Cube was there. I think Russ Westbrook showed up last night, if I'm not mistaken, in Tulsa. Did he not? Was it Russ there?
Over yes, the weekend? He did. Yes, yeah, he good. Did. Russell and Tracy McGrady, they both were there.
Oh, good. Well, everybody's there next week on their way to Philadelphia. The Big 3 and Trilogy is the only undefeated team as we go on. Rashad with 19 points last night. Rashad McCants joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. And one of our favorite things, like we said about you, is we roll through these things fast and you'll answer them and go at it. So let's do our normal hit. One is, Nevada just legalized marijuana and they ran out. Okay, are you okay with marijuana being legalized, and should we loosen those rules up in pro sports?
Well, the medical cannabis business has proven to be health benefits to all people. So I think medically it should be clear, and I think just leisurely, you know, everybody needs some kind of outlet, and I think a lot of people use it as just a way to calm down and relax.
So that's
and
a yes. You're okay
yeah,
with it.
Okay. Definitely.
Okay. You said you were going to wear the Big Baller Brands tennis shoes. Are you, and how do they feel? It's like, are they so good it's like flubber where you're jumping out of the gym? Tell us about the BBB brand. Are you wearing them, or did you decide to make a change up?
I haven't gotten my BBB shoes yet, but we're still going full force with it. And I know they're going to be the best shoes that I've ever worn, just because of the intention.
Okay, so, I thought you were going to have me loud talk LeVar for not having your shoes ready for you yet.
Yeah, I need you to do that too, though.
Okay.
I
could do that.
I need everybody loud talking LeVar. Like, Rashad's supposed to have been at his shoes already.
What size are you wearing, Rashad?
13.
Okay, 13 mediums. 13. I'm going to call LeVar up and say, you better pick up the tempo or he's going to switch to Skechers. Okay? All right. Hey, toughest guy in the league, or two or three guys, you not in big three, but when you played in the NBA, toughest guys to cover on the when you're playing defense?
Gilbert Arenas. Tracy McGrady, Kobe Bryant.
Three, that was easy, wasn't it? But okay, why Kobe? I'll just ask that for him. Why him?
Because it's like playing myself in chess. It's like, you know, he's just calculated, and it's very difficult for to guard someone who's calculated and can and shoot as well as he does and jump as well, and he's an athlete. Same with Tracy. They're the same guy, but Tracy's just 6'9". He's just a lot taller.
Okay.
So Gilbert Arenas is just lightning quick with the ball. He can shoot it from anywhere, and he's one of the more difficult players to guard, for sure.
Yeah, he could score, man. The microwave, the hibachi, as some people call it. Hibachi.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, my man. You said that if you didn't date Khloe Kardashian, you'd have been a $60 or $70 million player. True or not true?
Not true. I think now, looking at the market, it'd be like about 190 million, 190, $200 million. Hey, I was throwing that.
You're getting KD money, brother, right?
I'm just saying, man. I mean, if they're giving it away like that for what? I mean, if I had a chance to run my own team and be the leader of my own team, I'm going to get that type of money too. I'd say that if it wasn't for Khloe. Thanks, Khloe.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, so let's say you and I are running a team, and all of a sudden one of your players says, he comes up to me and you in a meeting and says, Sean and Rashad, I'm going to start dating a Kardashian. What are you going to tell him? Say it.
What are you going to say to that? Man.
Are you gonna encourage it or say it's time we got to cut you? Which one should we do, my man?
I think we just have a conversation. We just give him a warning shot. Or just give him a list of all the people that were affected, going the route that he's going, and then we'll let him make a decision if he wants to be the next one in line.
We'll say, hey, we're gonna pay you a lot, but if you want to ruin your career, go ahead and date him. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, if you want to put everything in jeopardy, go down that road.
Oh, my man, priceless. We can't wait to talk to you next week. You're on your way to Philly. You keep killing it. This is one of our favorite segments of the week, and we appreciate you coming on and your energy. And thanks for the laughs, and thanks for the good stuff, brother. Keep it up.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy.
Thanks. Rashad McCants. Now, that's priceless, okay? Maybe we should re-air that like 14 times, okay? We got more to talk about. What do we got up next, Seg? I'm logging.
Lions preview.
Yeah, we got our Lions preview. Then Dan Miller, the play-by-play of the Lions, is going to join us after that. If we can get over laughing. We're not laughing at Dan or the Lions. We're still laughing with Rashad McCants. It's the Sean Salisbury Show right here on BN Sports.